So let's review. The Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek taught, Kol Isha Sheishla Vesis Dayashaita. A woman who has a Ves Kavua, a fixed period, she established a cycle of three Re'iyas on the same day. She subsequently becomes Tamei only from the time of Re'iya, when she noticed the Dam, but not retroactively, because Ayruch Bezman Leibo, it is assumed that the Re'iya comes only during its fixed time. The Gemara applies the ruling of our Mishnah to the Machlikis in the following Brisa. Rabbi Yezza says, Arba Nashim Dayin Shaitin. The following four women become Tamei only from the time of Re'iya, because as Rashi explains, Meshad Demehen Mesulokin Ve'in Dam Matzeben. They're not expected to see Dam at this time. Besula, a young girl who never got her period yet. Muberis, a pregnant woman who does not get her period. Manika, a nursing mother who does not get her period. Zikena, an older woman who stopped getting her period. Rabdeisa adds, Kalisha Shishla Vesis Dayashaita. Every woman who has a fixed period becomes Tamei only from the time of Riyah. Now, there are two ways to interpret this machlekes. The machlekes applies only in the case of Shalebisha's Vesta. If the Riyah came at an irregular time, Rav Deisa holds Dayashaita because she's similar to the Arba Noshman that Ein Dam Matzebehen. She's not expected to see Dam at this time. And the Rabban holds Mitam Meisliyes because, as Rashi explains, Tekimin Shirasa Shlebizmana Ikalamechesh Dema Mikmehachi Havi. Since the Re'iyah was at an irregular time, we must be concerned that the Dam was there from before. However, the Rabban agreed B'shaz Vesta Dayashaita. If the Re'iyah came at its regular time, she becomes Tamei only from the time of Re'iyah because Eirich Bezmane Ba, we assume that the Dam comes only at its fixed time. And accordingly, Masnit M'shaz Vesta B'diri Akal. The Mishnah's ruling of Kalisha Shishla Vesta Dayashaita refers to Shaz Vesta and concurs with both opinions. Or vice versa. The Machlikas applies only in the case of B'shaz Vesta, if the Re'iyah came at the regular time. And the Rabban hold Mitami Meisli Eis because Ikalamechesh Dema Mikmehachi Hava. We always must be concerned that the Dam might have been there from before. And Rav Deisa holds Dayashaita because Arich Bezmani Ba. However, Rav Deisa agrees Shalei B'shaz Vesta Mitami Meisli Eis because the Kivin Shirasa Shalei Bezmana Ikalamechesh Dema Mikmehachi Hava. And accordingly, Masnit M'shaz Vesta of Rav Deisa. The Mishnah's ruling of Kalisha Shishla Vesta Dayashaita refers to Shaz Vesta and concurs only with Rav Deisa. The Gemara concludes as the second approach, because kiven de ikal ugmi lekula ulochumra lochumra makminen. We always go with the more stringent approach. The Gemara proceeds to discuss some of the halachas of kesem. If a woman found a blood stain on her garment, and cites a brisa, isha shish lavesas kisma tami lemafreya. A woman who has a fixed period, her kesem causes her to become tummy retroactively. And although when she has a Re'iyah B'shaz Vesta, it is Dayashaita, she is tummy only from the time of Re'iyah. However, since she imteris Shalei B'shaz Vesta mitame me'es le'es, since if she has a Re'iyah Shalei B'shaz Vesta, she becomes tummy retroactively, a kesem is treated like a Re'iyah Shalei B'shaz Vesta, and she becomes tummy retroactively. Accordingly, Braisa Divriakol, the Braisa that holds Shalei B'shaz Vesta, she becomes tummy me'es le'es, concurs with both opinions, as in the second approach. The Gemara introduces a machlekes regarding the kesem of the Arba Nashim. The previously mentioned Braisa, which is identified as Reb Chanina ben Atigna, says, Kala Nashim Kisman Tamei L'Mafreya. A woman who has a Ves Kavua, only her Re'iyah is Dayashaita, but her kesem is treated like a Re'iyah Shalei B'shaz Vesta, and she becomes Tamei retroactively. However, the Nashim Sh'ama Chacham Dayin Shaitin Kisman Kiriyasin. In the four women, her kesem is treated like her Re'iyah, and that she only becomes Tamei from the time of Re'iyah. While Rameah holds, Nashim Sh'ama Chacham Dayin Shaitin Kisman Tamei L'Mafreya. In the four women, her kesem is treated more stringently than her Re'iyah, and although all her Re'iyahs are Dayashaita, her kesemim are Tamei L'Mafreya, cause her to become Tamei retroactively, because as Rashi explains, Ibadka L'Chalik Mikar HaVishtakech. It's possible that had she checked her garment earlier, she would have found the kesem. However, there's an exception to the kesem of one of the Arba Nashim. Chutz mitinoikish lahigiyaz mana liras, shafila sadina shalom luchlochen bedam inchayshala. A girl younger than 12 years, even if her garments are soiled with blood, her kesem does not make her tummy at all, because as Rashi explains, the ksum derabon ninu. Bchigaz rabon begiyaz mana, the dam matzeba. Abbahalai gazar hail the imba dam. The chamor are the ones who initiated that a kesem becomes tummy. And Xer applies only to a woman who usually has a Riyah, but not to a girl younger than 12 years who usually does not have a Riyah. The previous Mishnah continues, V'ham shameshes be'idim harezi ki pekida, oma me'etes al yad me'es li'es, v'al yad me'pekid le'pekida. A woman who does a bedika before and after tashmish, this bedika minimizes the tumah l'mafreya, and that if she has a subsequent Riyah, she's tumah retroactively only up to that bedika, but not up to 24 hours. Yehuda Mishmul says, however, id shalufnei tashmish, einim emayit ki pekida. The bedika before tashmish does not minimize the tumah l'mafreya, because mitoich shemuhum alabeisa in machneses l'churin ul sedakin. Since she feels rushed to do tashmish, she does not do a thorough bedika. And accordingly, the Mishnah that states Hameshemeshes be'idim harezik be'kida, the pluralized word be'idim does not refer to chad lefnei tashmish v'chad la'achar tashmish, the two bedikas of the woman before and after tashmish, but rather both refer to la'achar tashmish, and ve'echad la'i ve'echad la. The two bedikas are of the husband and of the wife. And the Mishnah comes to teach that the bedik is valid and there is no concern for Shem etira tibis dam kechardo v'tachafena shech vazera. Perhaps she did have a riyah, but it was covered by the shech vazera. Or perhaps the Meshameshes Be'idim teaches that shtei bedikas at zechur rabbanon, chad lefnei tashmash v'chad la'achar tashmash. However, the halach of harezik ha'pekida applies only to la'achar tashmash. Mishnah continues, ketzed da yeshaita. Hesu yeshevis b'mita v'asuka b'taras, u'pirsha v'rasa, hi temeya v'hen tairas. For a woman with a vest kavu was seated on the bed and handled tairas. And when she went away, had a riyah, only she becomes tamei, but the tairas and the mita are tar. The Mishnah implies, however, that only with halacha is dayashaita, the mita is tar. But with halacha is tamei meis le'eis, even the mita become tamei. Because as the Iri taught, meis le'eis shebenidah oisim mishka v'meishav v'tamei odim tamei begodim. A woman who becomes tamei l'mafreya also causes tamei mishka v'meishav. She sat on a bed or chair within the 24 hours, the mita is tamei. And if another person touched the mita, both the person and his clothing become tamei. The Gemara asks, Mechti, hai mita, davashim b'das lishalhu svei ketar. Since the tumas meisleis causes only a suffix tumah, the mita ought to be tar because only a suffix tumah that involves a person is tamei, but a suffix tumah that involves an object, such as the mita, is tar. The Gemara offers two solutions. Ziri says this halach applies in the case of kesha chavrisel, neisis eisa b'mita, dahabi le'yad chavrisel. The mita with the nida were carried by others during the meis leis, and since the mita was handled by people, it is considered yesh bedas l'shal. Yechanan says, Safik tumah haba b'dei adam nishal nolau. Afila b'kli munachaga b'karka k'mish yesh bedas l'shal. Since the tumah of the mita was caused by a person, the nida, it is considered yesh bedas l'shal.